Center for Community Alternatives lawyer Alan Rosenthal says it's heartbreaking to sit across from someone wanting to improve their life, get a job, only to find doors shut because of a criminal record. He's the co-director of Justice Strategies and runs a reentry program for people getting out of jail. Background checks are understandable, but Rosenthal says they've created the reverse problem.
There's an awful lot of people who face discrimination based upon a criminal conviction, even though it's in the best interest of society for them to be able to put their lives back together, to be employed, to have proper housing, to provide and be role models for their children. But we've inadvertently created many roadblocks.
He applauds the Bed Bath & Beyond action, where the state fined the retailer and will prohibit outright denials of applicants with a record. But Rosenthal says that kind of discrimination is widespread. He explains New York law specifically prohibits it. Employers must at least consider applicants with criminal history.
Based upon a connection between what was the crime that they were convicted of, what is the job that I'm hiring them for, how remote in time? How long ago did this occur? Did it occur at the time that the person was 16 and they're now 46?
He hopes the fines for a national retailer might also raise eyebrows.
And hopefully gets the attention of other employers that you simply cannot have blanket policies that deny the possibility of employment because of a prior criminal history.
The case and the issue are not isolated. There's a movement to get all states to ban the box on job applications that force people to check if they have a criminal record. Chris Bolt, WAER News.